Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
I love starting a show by breaking tradition. Look, usually Monday morning we haven't seen each other, so I'll go around the room and I'll ask everybody, how'd your weekend go? Well, before we can do that, we need to go back last week before we move forward. And it turns out that Abby here, by far, is the best prankster on the Bert Show. She set up Jackson in such a glorious way that we really need to clear the air because a lot of you guys have changed your opinion on Jackson after this. I mean, the man was set up.
I had no idea I had such a loyal following until we did this corny joke off that ended up not being corny. It sounded more like another word with a different letter in front of corny. Last week, me and Jackson were put on the schedule to do a corny Halloween joke-off. It was going to be festive and fun and kid-friendly and fun for the whole family.
And if you've never heard it before, the corny joke-off really is like, these are jokes, dad jokes for toddlers, basically.
Exactly.
Or second graders, right? I mean, they're supposed to be corny. They're supposed to be silly. There's nothing sophisticated about it at all. And we go back and forth.
So the night before the corny joke off, at 5:45 p.m., Jackson texts me as I already have the whole thing prepared. And he says, let's roast each other instead. And I text him. I was like, well, first of all, this is a real job, so let's get it approved. Let's not just go off the rails. And he's like, you can do whatever you want to do, but I'm going to roast you. And so I was like, okay, well, I'm going to prepare some roasts for Jackson just to be safe, because when you get on the air, like, it's like an arena. Like, you gotta play how the game is going to play.
Yeah, so read the room.
You got to read the room. Mm-hmm. So I was like, if it goes to where I look stupid because I don't have any roasts, I don't want to be unprepared. So I've got my corny dad-friendly jokes to my left, and then I have some really brutal roasts about Jackson that are also Halloween-themed to my right on my prep sheet.
What made you decide to go rogue?
Okay, yes. So earlier in the afternoon, I was here a little bit later than normal, and I was hanging out with Mikey in the phone screening room, and I was like, I should probably start like thinking about prepping for the segment for tomorrow. So we're going through and I'm looking up these jokes and like we're reading through these corny jokes and I'm like, man, like the overlap is going to be crazy. All of these have been said a million times. There's nothing original about these. So then we're like, I bet we can make funnier jokes than these. So we start kind of riffing back and forth off of each other and making jokes, and Mikey and I's humor is a little bit darker than a normal corny joke. So it progressed into something that...
It morphed
into something a little bit more aggressive. And I was like, wow, wait, some of these are actually really funny. And we might actually be onto something. And I was like, this will be way better if I do these instead. And then I was thinking, what if we start, like, then, of course, we're starting to make some about everybody on the show and then we're like, wow.
Oh, everybody. everybody on the show.
Let's go. We're just brainstorming here. And then it comes to Abby, and then I'm like, okay, I think it'll be even funnier if it like starts very corny, and then all of a sudden I just switch it and then start doing these Halloween themed roast sort of jokes on Abby. And Mikey's hyping me up, and I'm like, yeah, this is
of course Mikey is.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, this is a great idea. At this point, corny has totally left my head.
Corny has left the building.
It had left the building.
Do you have a sample for those that didn't hear it of one of the roasts for Abby?
Yeah, like, what's the difference between Abby and a pumpkin? A pumpkin has guts. Really dumb.
You tried to change the tone that time.
Yeah, sure did. That's really definitely stupid.
Cutting edge. Totally worth going rogue.
Super worth it. But then I was like,
Delivery was way different that time, though. Mm-hmm. Still hurts 3 days later.
I had thought about how this is going to come off a little bit shocking if we don't give Abby the heads up, because we were kind of toying with the idea of just completely not letting her know, which is why I texted her the night before and was like, I'm giving you the heads up that I'm probably going to throw some of these in there. You should be ready for them just in case. So I thought that she was going to come back to me and also bring the heat, and it was going to like turn into this other bit.
So you never confirmed, like, okay, this sounds great, I'll roast you also.
It was still kind of vague, because this is my biggest pet peeve, like getting instructions for the show at like 7 p.m. because I'm in bed. Yeah. I got my socks on. I'm watching my show. And so now I'm like, I have to think of all these mean things to say about Jackson. Easy, but but I got to do it, you know, before I fall asleep in 30 minutes. So we kind of talked about it, and then we were kind of like, yeah. And then I came in, and I was like, I still feel like we need to do what the schedule says. Like, I don't like going rogue without approval. Mm-hmm. So we come in, and Jackson texts me like 10 minutes before the segment. He's like, we need to talk. And I had some other segment to prepare for. I was like, I don't have time. But he comes running down. He's like, we're doing this right. Like, we're going to start mild, and then we're going into it. And I look at him. I'm like, yes, we're going to roast each other. So fast forward to the actual segment. We get in here, and Jackson goes in a completely different direction than I thought we were going in. Because all Jackson told me was that we need to roast each other with like a Halloween spin on it. So I have all of these. The plot twist on this is that even though Jackson got in trouble, I have all of these like R-rated aggressive roasts for Jackson ready to go that are kind of Halloween themed.
Oh, bonus content. I see bonus content coming.
No, I deleted them. And then, so we start out kind of mild. I start saying like some random jokes about skeletons and vampires, and Jackson's kind of doing the same thing. And then all of a sudden he starts making direct jokes about my appearance and how I look during the 6 a.m. hour. And I realize that my roasts are not even in the same ballpark as Jackson's. Like, his are still kind of corny and like in a joke format. Mine are just mean. And I'm like, this is not going to go over well for me. So what should a woman do when she's backed into a corner? Play the victim. So I just start acting really uncomfortable, like this is coming out of nowhere. And it just made Jackson look horrible.
I want to hear some of these comments that you've been getting.
Yeah, so as soon as that bit ended and then Abby reveals, she's like, I gotcha. Both Christian, you and Bert were like, you are going to get torched online for that. And I was like, yeah.
It was so uncomfortable to listen to, especially the way Abby pulled it off. Like, I had no idea this was going to be.
And for the Bert had no idea. Uh-uh. I had no idea. Mo had no idea. We just thought Jackson was mean.
And then Abby saying like, why would you say that?
That's so mean.
So first of all, my mom gives me a call and she goes.
A call?
Yeah. And she's like, what happened with that bit between you and Abby? She's like, did you get in trouble? And I was like, no, I got set up, and it was all, this whole thing. So usually I try to steer clear from comments, but this time a lot of the comments came to me directly in the form of direct messages, and then that also caused me to go read some comments afterwards because I was honestly morbidly curious. Let's see. You're an a-hole.
Yep, right to it.
And not in the good way, I don't think.
We've got Abby is better than you.
True.
We've got not funny, period. No wonder Abby beat you to the job.
Oh, dang it. They weren't even in line for the same job.
Yes, also for the record, we were not applying. We never applied for the same job.
These aren't even mean. They're just facts.
Here's a comment. Did Abby reject him or something? He's really hating on her.
Wow. The audience is really observant.
If Jackson were actually good on air, he would have pivoted immediately when his jokes went went south.
Damn.
this is really brutal.
He is out of control. This isn't the first time he's been downright mean. I don't know what the other times were, but maybe there are.
Oh, yeah. You roasted all of us one day. Yeah.
Okay, no, I do remember
that. We didn't forget.
It's just a lot of things about somehow Abby and I having, or me having, this underlying resentment towards her, which, let the record show, is not the case, okay?
Stop it. She's still doing it.
My tell-all comes out next week.
Our humor off air is very honestly not radio friendly. We are constantly taking jabs at each other. It's just part of the way that we work.
You two more than anybody, I think.
Yeah, we have admittedly, we both have a very aggressive sense of humor.
I have said this 100,000 times on the show that if you're a listener and you're listening to any morning show, forget about the Burt Show, any morning show, if there are a couple of members that aren't making fun of each other, that you're not ribbing each other, there's one of them that is, the chemistry's not right. So if people are ripping on each other and they're having a good time, like, this is brother sister type stuff.
Absolutely.
That's how you know it's healthy.
But again, the way Abby played it on air last week.
Yeah.
it was not easy to tell that.
I said
you look
good.
You did. Chef's kiss on that.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.